From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, only Mr. Plow can save them. Upstate New York suffers through 12 feet of snow in a week. We'll talk to a guy who's been digging people out.
We begin today with the Iranian government strongly denying U.S. allegations that it's supplying weapons to Shiite militants in Iraq. In Baghdad over the weekend, U.S. officials displayed a range of weapons they say have been traced back to Iran and have been used to kill some 170 American service members. But in an interview today on ABC's Good Morning America, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad denied the charges.
You see, the U.S. administration and Bush are used to accusing others. The fact that you are showing us some pieces of papers and you call them documents, they do not solve any problem. There should be a court to prove the case and to verify the case.
And Ahmadinejad restated Iran's official position. The country remains opposed to any kind of conflict in Iraq. Joining me to talk about this reaction in Iran to the U.S. charges is Kim Murphy of the Los Angeles Times. She's in Tehran. And welcome back to Day to Day.
Hello.
So the U.S. over the weekend laid out physical evidence that Iran is involved in supplying weapons to the militants there, the Shiite militants in Iraq. And but Iran is saying, no, that's just not the case. So is it just a he said, she said?
Nobody has had a chance to really examine this evidence that the United States officials laid out, although on the face of it, it seemed fairly convincing. The Iranians, rather than try to prove a negative, which is probably pretty tough for them, just point out that for them, more than the United States, security in Iraq in the long run is vital. Of course, a lot of people here say that there is perhaps the possibility that some smuggling is going on across the border that, you know, that top-level officials are not sanctioning. But the official line definitely is no smuggling, no supplies, no training, no military cooperation at all.
And in terms of popular opinion, is there a sentiment there in Tehran that the U.S. is preparing to go to war against Iran?
There's a great deal of concern about that. They look at the ships in the Persian Gulf. They see other statements that have been made in the past, not ruling it out. And among the public at large, the last thing they want to see after having 8 years of war with Iraq is another war.
There was a rally in Tehran yesterday celebrating the 28th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution that overthrew the Shah of Iran, and you were there. What was the general feeling there?
Well, you know, they have these rallies every year to celebrate the revolution, and they usually are a pretty big deal because people are still pretty proud of the revolution. The theme kind of this year's rally was the nuclear issue because it's so much on everybody's minds. And the government has tried to characterize it as an overwhelming show of support for Iran's nuclear development program. Everybody I talked to definitely felt that the country had a strong right to pursue that program.
You also wrote an article for the LA Times over the weekend saying that President Ahmadinejad is not that popular. There's high inflation, rising unemployment, censorship. I'm just wondering if the accusations from the U.S. are pushing, unwittingly, people there who are critical of President Ahmadinejad into his camp.
It's not that they're pushing them into his camp. He definitely has serious domestic problems about domestic issues. But it's establishing a sense of solidarity, which might happen, you know, probably in any country when you start feeling like you're about to get attacked or, you know, subjected to additional economic sanctions, which is the last thing they need when they're having all these economic problems. The instinct of most Iranians, I think, is to sort of circle the wagons.
Kim Murphy from the Los Angeles Times, based in Tehran, thanks for joining us.
Okay, great.